Hello, listeners. We are your hosts, Nigeria N.
Yesenia.
And we are thrilled to welcome you to Notes from the Secretarial Pool. So sit back, relax, and let's dive into the admin world together. All right, Yesenia, it's been a long week.
Yes, it has. And please bear with me. I'm a little under the weather, so not feeling swell, but I'm here.
I know, I feel exactly the same, but we must not disappoint our public.
Definitely not.
And so we're gonna keep it moving. Let's see.
How was
What are
your
we gonna?
admin week?
It was okay. It was nice. I shouldn't say it was okay. It was, and that's just me like feeling so tired today. But no, our week was cool. It was really cute. We had a field trip. We received individual gifts, which is always good, right? I'd rather a gift that is specifically something that I want, so that was awesome. We did a breakfast. I want to say we also did a lunch, but it was really cool. But the thing is, I actually like my job and the people that I work with, and so I feel like especially my media team make it clear that they are super appreciative of us on a regular basis. So, for me, admin week is like it's a plus at this place, and not so much like we're waiting to feel appreciated. You know what I mean? So, what about you?
Well, I had a previous engagement, so I really didn't get to participate in the lunch. But like you, they gave us individual gifts. We actually got to pick from a website what we wanted. And then on one of the days, they passed around they had a vendor come around with a card, giving out popcorn, donuts, and ice cream sandwiches. And it was cute. But yes, so my immediate attorneys are awesome. So they like you, they appreciate me all year round. So it's just another day.
That's cool. That is what matters.
Thanks.
So, let's see. Highs and lows for the work week, or highs or lows for the work week, whatever you want to.
It was neutral. I didn't have any super highs, but I didn't have any lows, so
That's
just
a good
another
thing.
week. It's just another week.
I think my work week was, it was cool. Again, we obviously had administrative support week. My low would be that one of my favorite colleagues is leaving.
Oh no.
I know, so sad.
Sad.
And
It's
that will
always.
lead us sad when you can kind of click with someone and then when they're just so great at their job and then you see them move on, but then you're super happy about them,
Right.
moving on and flourishing. So there's that. All right, so anything else we want to share with the people before we get into our topic for today?
No, let's jump right in.
Okay. Our topic is going to be client service. And there's so much that you can say about client service. So we're going to try to keep it as narrow as possible or as short as possible. But I think for me, when I think of client service, something that I think that most people maybe not realize is that client service, we obviously talk about the companies that pay us, that pay our invoices. Those are obviously our clients by contract. But I think that people would need to really get into the idea that your client is everyone that you come into contact with. So, right? I mean, that's what how I've always tried to do it. So it's not just like your client that pays, but it's like it's obviously the attorney that you work for, but it's also your colleague, like your lateral person. It's the people who work with you in various departments. It's the security guard, in the building when you come in. It's the woman or man who's, taking care of cleaning the restrooms. Like it's just the thought process of treating everyone the way you want to be treated. And that in everyone being your client, it's that you meeting everyone where their need is.
Absolutely. This was actually a key topic on a past self-evaluation of mine. We had to explain how we consistently demonstrated a strong commitment to providing excellent client service internally and externally. Like you said, it's externally, it's the clients, the vendors, outside counsel, and basically anyone we deal with outside the firm, obviously. And then internally, it's basically everybody, whether it's vendors who come into the office, but the employees, the colleagues, the board of directors, some companies who have directors, etc. And basically, exceptional client service should be provided to all clients. And that is often forgotten. So I'm glad we decided to do this, because often everyone assumes clients is whoever retains us. And that's not the case.
Exactly. And I think that this just creates a more professional and comfortable work environment as well. And I know, you know, I do a lot of community service work, so obviously that's something that is part of my everyday. But I also want to make sure that we mention that when we say everyone is your client and you should assist people where their needs are, I do not mean that you should fall over yourself to help people who are outright rude or who are like the constant sender of microaggressions to you. We're not at all saying that you should kind of fall on a sword.
That's not what we're saying. I agree 100%. You know, I'm a team player and we're here to support each other, but there has to be mutual respect. I'm always willing to help out, but I'm not going to go out of my way for someone who's unprofessional, rude to me, and not willing to help me either. It's a two-way street.
Yeah, it's definitely a two-way street. I mean, and the other thing is that you want your colleagues to know that you are available to assist. I think that also makes you an asset, right? And ultimately, when you think on a larger scale, more marketable. I mean, because one thing we know about law firms is that it's a very small world. very small world. The person that you work with today is interviewing you at another firm. So very, very small world. Reputations certainly matter. And you just want to think about what kind of client service you're providing to everyone that you're coming into contact with. Geez, so many stories of like also when you're trying to, you know, give off that great client service where sometimes people who are either viewing you for whatever their reasons are feel as though you might be doing too much. And then having to figure out how to tackle that. Like my thing is always, someone who thinks that you're doing too much is usually someone who's doing too little. I mean, because True. Otherwise you would be like, we're doing the same.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. You remember back in the days how we used to send out emails to all the assistants and we used to let them know we were available to assist? I think the work ethic back then was so distinct because despite it being, I guess, mandatory, we were willing to help out. It was a regular practice us. So like you said, those who usually complain are the ones who are reciprocating. So regardless of the task at hand, we were always ready to lend a hand.
And that, so I know when we worked together at that particular place, we started a couple of different sort of like initiatives like that, which I think also led to like, remember when we did like we had that Best Places to Work survey?
Yes.
And we obviously won, we won. But I think that client service internally transfers to external client service. And then just attorneys feeling supported for me. Like I remember one thing we did was, and not to like make this episode super long, but I know at one time we would have a bunch of attorneys visiting from different offices. And I always used to get the feeling of like, you're an attorney coming from another office and for whatever meeting you have or internal or external, but you're in the office and you don't know where the printer is and you don't know where the coffee machine is and you don't know, like you're unfamiliar with this environment. And I used to just look at the attorneys and feel like they seem so like, so awkward, like not knowing who to ask. And I was like, okay, yes, it's okay for me to go up and ask them, do you need help? Do you need help? But I remember talking to our HR person at the time and saying, why don't we just implement something to where when they are arriving at the office, they're already assigned an assistant so that they don't have to figure out like which assistant will help me. But someone goes up to them and says, hey, I'm your assistant for the day, you know, and gives them all the information that they need. And they just feel more supportive throughout the day. And I just remember that particular HR person going, that's a fabulous idea. And she literally implemented that. So in that way, that's an example of maybe you providing great client service or coming up with great ideas, and the person on the other end being receptive to it and not just shooting it down because it's not something that they thought about.
You know, at some point, I think I've supported and filled in for every department at my firm. I've pretty much helped out in various teams, practice groups, assist the visiting attorneys, and somehow they always kept coming to me regardless. Covered
Yeah.
reception. I think we both covered reception. We both covered
Girl,
office
we were on
visits.
rotation.
I mean, I've helped set up conference rooms, clean up conference rooms. I don't know. I think I pretty much covered everything there. The only ta that task I think I haven't handled is maintenance and plumbing, and I draw the line there. I'm not doing toilets.
I don't even do toilets at home. Okay.
That's
So no, I won't be doing that. I made coffee one time. I made coffee one time. We had one of my attorneys had a like a last minute meeting or whatever, and conference rooms were booked, and housekeeping was super. It was just like a day that was super, super crazy. We had just moved into, I think, our new space, and he was meeting with someone, and so the housekeeper couldn't make coffee, so I had to figure out how to make coffee. But this is the thing too. Let me not say this. I didn't have to. Let's go back to I didn't have to. It's not like this man said, Nigeria, I need you to go and make coffee and bring it to, and you know, he didn't say that. He would never say that. But I again was like, okay, you know, this is a guess, right? You want things to look good, you want things to look right. So let me go ahead and go make this coffee, put it on a cart, you know, did what I could, cups, whatever, brought it into the office. First of all, you should have saw his face. He was
Surprised
like
that you
mortified,
actually did it.
I didn't do this, right? But he was super appreciative. We always had a great working relationship anyway, but he was super appreciative. You know, and it just went over well, and it was easy to do. That's the thing. It's like extend yourself when you can extend yourself. Now, if I had 10 documents in front of me, trust me, I wouldn't have been thinking about making a coffee. But I had the time to do it, so I just did it. And you know, again,
It's about
client
being pro
service, right?
client
Yeah,
service and being proactive. You knew it needed to get
exactly.
done and you went ahead and did it so that things run more smoothly. And that's part of, I guess, who you and I are, you know? That's how we've
Yeah,
always been, so.
but I think also, and especially thinking about like administrative support week, I think there are so many of us who are like that, who probably just don't feel like, not probably, because we hear about this from our colleagues, at various firms. I just feel like that when they go that extra mile, it's not appreciated. And so that's kind of when they refrain from doing the extra thing. And that's kind of hard too, especially if you're like a client service oriented person, that now you feel as though it's not being noticed, and so you kind of stop doing it.
Yes. Well, it's part of our work ethic though. So it's a little hard. No matter how many times you say you're not going to do it, you still find a way to keep doing it. I know I
Yeah.
do.
Yeah. And that's what makes it kind of rough for some people. Yeah, so it's Mother's Day soon.
Well,
So I know it's like it,
I
I
feel
don't
like
know.
this year is flying.
So quick. So I was trying to think of something that my mom, a tip that she may have gave me or something she said to me that kind of fell into line with the idea of client service. And so this might be a stretch, but it might also be a great connection, so we'll see. because I think for me, like the yourself as with the client service mindset also extends to obviously how you treat people, but that extends into your like your interview process and stuff, right? So I know my mother used to always say like your interview begins when you leave the house. So you know how like in New York City, interview does actually when you leave your house, because once you get on the train, you don't know who you're on the train with.
True,
You can be on the
true.
train with anybody. So she used to always say, like, when you, as soon as you leave your house, you should automatically be in the mindset of being on an interview, because obviously you don't know who you're going to come across. You could be coming across a receptionist. You could be coming across a person who's actually interviewing you that day. So, like, the whole pushing people in the train, or the, you know, the whole thing and people behavior that people exude While traveling into the city, just be mindful of the fact that you never know who you're being unkind to, because that person could literally be the person who you're interviewing with on the other side. And then what struck me about that is I used to have an attorney who would have me meet the attorneys that he was interviewing, or gather them, greet them, whatever, at reception, bring them to his office. And then after he met with them, then walk them to the next person that they were seeing. But within that, those two touch points, he was interested in whether or not the person spoke to me. Did they hold the door for me? Did they avoid eye contact with me? Like, did they act as if I was a human being in their space? Or did they behave as if they didn't have to regard me in any kind of way? And so I think it's always super important for not just assistants or support staff to be in a client service mind, but also attorneys, as far as, so-called subordinates or support staff, as well as people who are coming in to interview into these spaces. So I just wanted to try to also give a little bit of advice to that. And you know what else too, that also makes me think about the fact that at another firm, when they were having discussions with summer associates, one of the things that they brought up was the fact that, like, your assistant could just be your assistant, or she can be an assistant who helps further your career, right? And so the example is, like, you could be a first year associate or whatever, summer associate, but and this is obviously before email was really like a thing, but back when we had to type, not type, write out messages and like put them on their desk, or put it on the top of our ledge for them to grab them or whatever. Yeah, kind of dating ourselves. But your assistant could receive a phone call from a partner, and she could write out the message and put it on the ledge. Obviously, you're not in your office. Say you're down the hall getting coffee or talking to another colleague. She gets the message. She can type it out or write it out and leave it for you, right? Versus you've been like a decent human being, and she's gonna go and get you. So there's a difference between, oh no, I'm going to get him, or asking the partner, can you hold on a minute? I think I know where he is. Or I'll have him call you right back. And now I'm going to get him and telling him, so and so just called for you, you need to come back. You need to, make this connection, versus this person has been really, really horrible to me. And so my requirement is just to write this message, and they'll get it when they get back to their office. Like, which
Absolutely.
would you rather? What would you rather have? You know what I mean? You'd rather have your assistant come and get you because you don't know what that opportunity is about.
Absolutely. With regard to the advice that Sheila gave you, your mom, I always remind my sons that they represent both their father and me. So when they step out the door, it's important for them to carry themselves with respect and treat others respectfully. As respect goes a long way, it could make a significant difference in how they're perceived. Plus, they never know who they're going to meet. So that is great
Exactly.
advice. That is great advice. And for that attorney who actually took the time to take your thoughts into consideration, the way the potential candidate interacts with you and shows good manners speaks volumes about that attorney. So kudos to him. It's
Wow, we
great.
know he was the bomb. His
It's
reputation
great.
precedes him.
Yeah, and it's great to see that he respected your opinion and included you in the decision-making process. So that's truly commendable.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, listeners, for our actual Mother's Day, so we're kind of hoping to get, we're obviously not going to be on because it's Mother's Day and we're going to have plans, but we're hoping that folks will like send in little tidbits about maybe advice that their moms gave them about the workplace. And then we would kind of loop them all together and kind of upload them as an episode. So, obviously, you guys can hit us up on Facebook, Notes from the Secretarial Poll. You can also hit us up on Instagram, and I know this name has quite a few underscores. So it's notes underscore from underscore secretarial underscore poll. Or you can just send us an email at notesfromthesecretarypool@gmail.com. Or you can also find us on LinkedIn. We're even on LinkedIn now. So again, a reminder that this podcast is for all support staff. Send us in your ideas. We'd love to hear your feedback. Yesenia, anything else you'd like to share?
Or with regard to the tips, any life lessons that your mom may have provided you that you've carried on to your workplace, or that
Yes.
you have been benefited you in your career. So yes, we're looking forward to those tips.
We are. And I think we again made this under 30 minutes.
Kudos to us.
Kudos to us. It's so funny. That's how you know we're like super good friends, because today my energy is so low. I know you say your energy was so low and other things going on, and I literally feel better like after speaking to you.
I do. And you know what? It's a good point too. We actually didn't talk over each other as much. or at least I didn't.
Probably the low energy. We're kind of like, oh well, you know. Yeah. But yeah, so I think we're gonna go ahead and end today. We will upload this probably not today. It might be tomorrow. But again, just reminded that this podcast is for all of you guys. Please make sure that you're following us, subscribe to us, let folks know that we exist. We would appreciate it. And Yesenia, you want to say our goodbye?
Yeah, well, thank you all for listening, and thank you for those feedbacks on Apple. Keep giving us great ratings.
Yes. All right, guys. See you next week. Have a great week. Bye.
Bye.